Here's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
Tony, it's Friday night.
And you don't get paid until tomorrow.
And ain't isn't proper English.
Why do I suddenly feel like newspaper lining a birdcage? Come on, hey, I thought we'd have some family fun tonight, huh?
Sorry, Tony, but I got a hot night ahead of me.
Oh. Let me guess. You and your geek friends are going to Burger King and jumping on ketchup packets to see who can squirt them the farthest.
Shows how much you know. We jump on mayonnaise packets.
Oh. Hey, what do you say, Sam? Huh? Well, let's make some popcorn. Huh? We'll watch that Woody Allen movie. It's that hysterically funny one, but underneath there's the depressing message that makes you want to take poison.
That sounds like tempting good fun, Dad, but I'm going out with Bonnie.
Oh. All right, be careful. All right, sweetheart. Oh, hey, Mona, how about you?
I got plans, Stan.
Well, hey, Angela, how about you?
Thank you for finally scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Well, you know, sometimes the best gunk is at the bottom. Oh, hey, if you feel that way, I'll just go out by myself.
No, it's all right. It'd be fun to do something together.
Okay, great. Let's watch the movie, huh?
I don't feel like a movie.
Well, let's go out to dinner.
Ugh, sick of eating.
Well, let's take a walk.
I'm tired.
Well, why don't we just slip quietly into a coma?
For something, I just don't know what I want to do.
Well, you know what you two sound like? An old married couple. Ma and Pa Jode were more fun than you.
Grapes of wrath.
See you later, deadheads.
Oh, deadheads, I think not. What are you kidding me? Come on, let's go out. We'll call some friends.
We don't have any friends.
What do you mean we don't have any friends? I got lots of friends.
Yeah, you have friends and I have friends, but we don't have friends.
Well, but we know people, and aren't people just friends waiting to happen?
Well, that's very nice. Who said that?
Well, it was either Snoopy or Charles Manson.
What about that nice couple we met at the Kaminsky's Christmas party?
Oh, please. Not Ken and Karen. Come on, all they did all night was talk about their kids' toilet habits. Oh, how much poo-poo can a man take, eh?
Well, what about that couple we met at the Parents Association? No, Gene and Patty.
Oh, worse than Ken and Karen. Because Gene does the same thing, only thing is he adds sound effects.
Tony.
I got it. The club. They have a dance every Friday night. Come on, we'll go down there. We'll dance, huh?
Are there any other alternatives?
Well, sure. I can get Ken and Gene and come over and do some poo-poo stories for you, huh?
You know, Angela, I think we're about the smoothest pair out here.
Oh, mother should see us now.
Yeah, old married couple, I think not, huh? Ooh. Ooh-doo-doo.
Ooh,
God,
that's a sharp heel.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I feel terrible.
No, it's okay.
He's okay, really.
Oh, this never happens to me.
Well, really? Actually, Angela, it happens all the time. Let me show you the contusions on my toe.
Don't worry about it. I'm clumsy, too. I'm Jay.
Hello.
And this is Brad.
Hi.
I'm Tony, and this is Angela.
Yes, and I'm going to sit this one out before I maim again.
Hey, guys, why don't you join us?
Right.
Oh,
Sure.
Whoops. It's only two chairs.
No problem. Come here, you.
There must be
another chair. Yes.
Thank you very much. Oh, hey, so, do you guys dance here often?
Well, I'll tell you, after a bad week at the office, we need to release.
Brad and I work together. Really?
Well, same here.
We've known each other a long time.
Same here.
6 years now.
Same here.
And we can't keep our hands off each other.
So when's Easter this year? Is it March, April? I can't keep up, but I know it's after Lent.
It is so great meeting a couple we can relate to.
Well, we're not exactly a couple.
Oh, did you just start dating?
Well, this isn't exactly a date. Although we have dated in the past. Once, last year.
Yeah. Well, now you know all about us.
All this chatter has made me thirsty. How about some club sodas?
Oh, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
You behave.
Oh,
check this out.
What? Oh, Brad, this is so sudden. I don't know what to say.
I am going to propose to Jane tonight.
Wow, that's terrific. What a great ring.
And I know what you're thinking. What kind of jerk takes 6 years to decide to propose to the woman he loves?
I know guys who have taken longer.
No, don't make excuses for me. I think I know what my problem is. I can't make a commitment.
Well, no. Maybe it's not that. I mean, maybe the time wasn't right, or there were other distractions in your life, or maybe the fact that you two worked together complicated things.
Nah, I just can't make a commitment.
You think?
Definitely. And I think it's about time I started acting like a man.
Oh, hey, come on. Now, what kind of crack is that,
man?
I just don't want you to be too hard on yourself, you know.
I think Brad is going to propose.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. He seems like a great guy.
Oh, he's the best. He's warm, he's witty, he's sensitive. Why am I so scared?
Well, maybe it's because your relationship is so great now, you're afraid that any change will ruin it. Or maybe it's because marriage won't fit your high expectations. Or maybe it's because you're afraid that...
Wow, you've thought about our relationship a lot, haven't you?
Oh, hey, here they are. Hi, girls.
You're right here.
Uh-huh. What?
Nothing.
Yeah, well... something, but I'm not telling. Oh, thank you.
I was gonna do this when we were alone, but I just can't wait. Jane, will you marry me?
Yes.
She said yes.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, Angela.
Oh, Tony. Oh.
Whee!
Going bowling?
No, it's another night at the Paradise Ballroom with Bobby and Sissy.
You guys have seen them every night this week. Aren't you getting sick of them?
More to the point, aren't they sick of you?
Oh, are you kidding me? We get along famously. Famously. They're fun, they're lively, they're intelligent, and they don't have any friends either.
That explains the attraction. Oh, you know, it's wonderful when you meet new people and you just click, instant friendship.
Oh, yes. That's what happened with me and Betsy Ann McGuire. We met in the third grade spelling bee. Mm-hmm. I mean, we hit it off just like that. We were both finalists. How odd that. Right before the last round, they found her body floating in Lake Schenectady. She could spell that, too. Ironic, isn't it? I think I'll go polish my trophy.
We're sorry we're late. It's been a crazy day.
Okay.
Between planning the wedding and looking for a house, trying to decide on a 20-year mortgage or a 30-year mortgage.
It's like we're making plans that'll affect the rest of our lives.
Honey, we are.
Well, hey, just remember, there are no interest payments on your love.
Very sweet.
Hey, and you know what else? We got you guys a little engagement gift.
Ooh, I love presents.
A picture of you, Tony.
No, the gift is the frame. Why did you put a picture of you in there?
Well, it was a lot cuter than that kitten climbing out of a shoe, you know.
Well, we love the frame, don't we, honey?
Oh, I like the picture, too. Where'd you get that sailor's cap?
It came with an eye patch. Hey, let me polish that up for you.
Oh,
huh?
That's okay, Tony. I can do it.
No, I got a new chamois. I'm dying to break in. Come on along.
Oh, Brad, she is so adorable.
Yeah, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her. I'm sorry.
Angela, is there something wrong? You didn't say a word all the way over here in the car.
Tony, actually there is, and you are not going to believe this.
No secrets among friends. What is it, Angela?
The chimes of freedom are ringing throughout Eastern Europe.
Thanks for the update, Angela.
Come on, sit down.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, here we are.
Angela, please, spread out.
I like to be close to you, Tony.
Oh, Brad, there's loving in the air.
You know it.
We gotta dance.
Oh, no, you don't. He promised the first dance to me.
Oh, that's right, Angela. I gotta boogie down with the bride-to-be, huh?
Tony, I really have to dance.
All right, Angela.
Brad, she's all yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, and once you feel this woman in your arms, I'm gonna need a crowbar to get her away from you. Huh?
After you, Dave.
Okay.
Back off, hot lips.
About before, Angela, I was way out of line.
You were out of line. You were over the line. You erased the line.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. I've never done anything like this before. It must be the wedding, the stress of the wedding. I apologize sincerely.
I'm a wreck. We can't even decide about the wedding. I mean, do we go for sunset on a rooftop or a sunrise in Central Park?
Well, look, all I can say is either way, it's going to be great. Because you and Brad are going to be together for the rest of your lives.
Right. Oh, Tony. You're so sensitive.
No, really, I'm a cad.
Tony, what are your pants made of?
Excuse me?
I just love the way they hang.
Excuse me?
I wish Brad had a pair like this.
They're on sale at Sears.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a message on your back. That was the first letter.
That better not have been the letter I think it was.
Well, I don't know. An M?
Hey, dummy, it's an N.
Well, an M, an N, who can tell on a back, you know?
I'll just whisper what the message was.
You know how to spell that? Bye-bye.
Wonderful time.
Yeah, listen, sorry I had to cut the night short. I'll call you and let you know when my knee unlocks.
Tony, your trick knee kept switching from one leg to the other.
That's the trick, Angela. Hey, I just had to get away from those people.
You don't know the half of it.
Oh, no. You don't know the half of it.
Jane should not be getting married. There is a third party in the mix.
I know, and I'm partly at fault. Why do my pants have to hang so great?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Brad wants me.
To do what? Wait a minute. Are you saying you're the third party?
Who else?
Me.
You... Jane made a play for you. Oh, my God. Poor Jane. Poor desperate Jane.
Desperate?
She was flirting with you to get back at Brad for flirting with me.
Oh, Angela, maybe she found me incredibly irresistible. You know, that happens.
Yes, Tony, I'm sure it does. However, he was writing lewd messages on my back.
Who?
So was she.
Who?
He wants a picture of me wearing nothing.
Why?
What are you talking about? Oh. Brad and Jane, they both made a pass at us, each of them.
Oh, Bobby and Sissy are naughty.
I got it!
Well, there's got to be some logical explanation for the behavior.
Oh, yeah, there is. They're nuts. They're pixelated. They're Dipsy and the Doodle. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh, Tony, there's got to be more to it than that.
Cuckoo.
Tony, please.
Oh, Angela, why did I have to give him that cute picture of me in the sailor's cap? Thank God I wasn't wearing the eye patch.
All I can say is that these two people should not be getting married.
Oh, you're telling me. Could you imagine this wedding? I mean, Brad flirting with the bridesmaid and Jane pinching the priest.
I got to wrangle me an invitation.
Would you?
Oh, it is so obvious what it is. The idea of being tied to one person for the rest of their life freaks them both out. They're afraid of commitment.
You know, Brad let something slip. That leads me to believe the same thing.
What'd he say?
He said he was afraid of commitment.
Brad and Jane just called. They're on their way over. You left your purse in the car.
Oh, no.
They're bringing it back. Chill out.
You know, maybe this is a blessing in disguise. You know, maybe we'll get a chance to clear the air, have an open, frank discussion about their problem.
Well, I don't want to talk to those people. I don't even want to see them. I don't want to go near them.
Tony, where is your compassion? Don't you see, when Jane was playing with your pants, it was a cry for help?
I heard it called a lot of things, Angela, but that's a new one.
Wait, hypothetically speaking, if you were engaged to be married and you found out that your fiancé was flirting with another man, wouldn't you want to know?
Well, of course, absolutely. Then I could kill her, kill him, get my ring back, and then be on my way. Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Of course. And if you fell for a ravishing, beautiful woman, your fiancé would have the right to know.
Well, yeah, sure, Angela, but this is what you call a moot point, because when I make a commitment, it sticks.
Well, I'm the same way. But not everybody in the world is like us, Tony. I just think that Jane may be scared of the finality of it all.
But there's really nothing to be scared of.
Well, she's going to be looking at that man's face, attractive though it may be, every single morning for the rest of her life.
You know, you might have a point here. I mean, Brad's got to have his doubts, too. I mean, he'll be permanently indentured to one woman for the rest of his life.
And I'm sure Jane must feel like she's living in a black void. No light, no air, no space to move. Well, she might as well not buy sexy underwear anymore.
Yeah, what about Brad? Don't you think he feels that way? Like he's underwater? Like he's sinking into the abyss? Like there's no oxygen? He can't breathe, you know? His eyes start to bulge, and then suddenly his lungs explode. Glub! He's married.
Is it me, or is it stuffy in here?
Like a coffin.
Oh, my God, it's Brad and Jane. What are we going to do?
Get down.
What? Tony, we can't do this. This is ridiculous. We can't hide and cower in the dark.
Okay, Angela. Okay, come on. Let's be adults.
Thank you.
We have got to deal with this.
I know you're right. You're right. Get some help.
Well, that wasn't so hard.
You know, not for nothing, Angela, but I don't get it how this guy Brad could just grab you and kiss you like that.
Yeah, well, he did.
Yeah, well, you know, not for nothing, but that stuff only happens in the movies, and you know it.
Well, Tony, it was just like he just turned and...
Your lipstick's smudged. Yours too.